Well, a few years ago, in the first months of that year, I went on a biography binge. And I want to tell you about the first three biographies I read, because it's a very strange trio. Marie Antoinette. Stonewall Jackson. Bobby Kennedy. How's that for diversity? We believe in diversity. You know, when someone reads a book about a person, one usually expects to read at the beginning who the person is and where the person comes from. And those are the questions that concern Matthew as he begins his narrative tonight about Jesus Christ. This narrative that he calls gospel, good news. Who is Jesus Christ and where does he come from? And that's why we hear that long genealogy at the beginning of Matthew's narrative, because it answers one of those questions. Where did Jesus come from? And we learn from that that Jesus comes from God's chosen people, Israel, with some foreigners like Canaanites, Moabites, and Hittites thrown in for good measure. We learn that Jesus is a descendant of a man in history named Abraham, and that he is of the family of David. And so this genealogy underscores that Jesus did not mysteriously appear on earth out of nowhere, but he was born a Jew. But after the genealogy, there's still more. Because then Matthew tells us that Jesus was not born of merely human descent. Twice in our gospel today, he notes that Jesus was conceived in Mary through the Holy Spirit. And so, in this first part of Matthew's narrative, he deftly introduces and unfolds the magnificent revelation for which our community is named and that which we celebrate tonight, the Incarnation. That mystery, which is the unique feature that distinguishes our Christian religion from other religions. Namely, that in Jesus Christ, the human and the divine intersect. We learned tonight in that gospel that Jesus is bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh. But he is also divine. What a concept. Son of Abraham and son of David, he is also son of God. As we heard this morning, the angel Gabriel explaining to Mary. He is fully human. Coming from a long line of not only Israelites, but some Gentiles. Because he would be the savior of all nations. Fully human, coming from a family ancestry of some very broken and sinful human beings. But as Matthew quotes the prophet, he is also fully divine, whose name is Emmanuel, God with us. God with us forever. That's his name forever, Emmanuel. God with us in the midst of our earth. God with us in the stuff of the earth, which human hands take and make into things like bread and wine. Who says, take this bread and eat it. This is really my body. God with you in this bread. Take this cup and drink it. This wine is really my blood. God with you in this wine. God with us in the church, composed of human beings, saints and sinners alike, just like Jesus' family roots. Because Jesus said, where two or three of you are gathered together, you know, that's what the word church literally means. The gathering together, the assembly. Where two or three of you are gathered together, Jesus says, I'm there, right there in your midst. God with us in the church. Emmanuel, God with us, because he promises, I am with you always to the close of the age. But you know, his name is not only Emmanuel, because the angel tells Joseph to name him Jesus, and Joseph does. Jesus means God saves. And because of where Jesus comes from, a family history, a family of human beings, and who he is, God with us, he is able to carry out a unique role. As our mighty champion who saves us from sin. Sin, of course, is what separates us from God, who is all holy and all perfect. And Jesus, being fully human and fully divine, bridges the gap between God and us. He brings heaven to the real world. And so may this Christmas, may our celebration of it, help us to know the one who saves us from the sin that keeps us from drawing closer to God. May our celebration of Christmas this year help us to experience God with us. May he be praised forever. Amen.